What if I told you that we are in the midst of the most shocking and significant political realignment in nearly a century? Democrats are hemorrhaging voters by the day, and not just in red states. In some of the bluest strongholds in the nation, we are witnessing the largest swings toward Republicans in modern history, and its only increase since Charlie Kirk's assassination. Stick with me to the very end of this video, because you'll find that the data is so devastating that political analysts are calling it a Democrat crisis of unparalleled proportion. And wait till you see which specific states are flipping that nobody saw coming. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a daily front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. A few weeks back, the left-wing activists disguised as journalists over at the New York Times published what was very obviously a very panicked piece on the Democrat Party's voter registration crisis. Now, according to comprehensive analysis using data from L2, which is a nonpartisan organization tracking voter registration across the country, the partisan shift that is happening in our nation is absolutely unprecedented. Between 2020 and 2025, Democrats lost 2.1 million registered voters, while Republicans gained 2.4 million, creating a net swing of 4.5 million Americans switching their political allegiance. Now, what's so key here is that this massive swing, 4.5 million, it's not just happening in red states. It's not just happening in concentrated areas in the nation. It's happening equally all across the country. There is a universality to this trend. And again, we've talked about this before. Among the 30 states that track party registration, meaning not all states keep track of the party you register for. So, for example, in Minnesota, you're listed as registered to vote, but your party isn't included in that data, okay? So among the 30 states that do include your party affiliation with your voter registration, Democrats lost ground to Republicans in every single state. That's 30 for 30, a clean sweep. But what's especially astonishing here, the most shocking revelation of all, come from states Democrats consider their fortresses. In New York, Trump received 327,000 more votes in 2024 than he did in 2020. And Harris received 626,000 fewer votes than Biden. Now, this represents both a conversion of voters to Republicans and a massive decrease in Democrat turnout. New Jersey showed similar patterns. Harris received 640,000 fewer votes than Biden, while Trump increased his vote total by nearly 100,000. The swing was so dramatic that political analysts now consider New Jersey's 2025 gubernatorial race this November a particularly telling test of whether the Garden State could move from solidly Democrat now to contested terrain, a literal new swing state. The very fact that we would even remotely be talking about New Jersey as a swing state should tell you everything you need to know about a real bona fide political realignment happening in our nation. Even in California, Harris's home state, let that hit you. This was her very home state. She received nearly 2 million fewer votes than Biden, while at the same time, the vote shifted 10 points to the right for Trump. This shift is happening even in the blue stronghold of New Mexico, where the Republicans are absolutely crushing it in voter registration. They've added approximately 15,000 new voters in New Mexico from November of 2024 to July of 2025, cutting the Democrat voter registration lead in half. At this rate, New Mexico will be fully red by the midterms. Oh, and speaking of, look at this, gang. Republicans have netted more than 1,300 voter registrations in Maricopa County, Arizona, where the Turning Point USA offices are, in just 1 week. In just 1 week. And the key here, of course, is that he who wins Maricopa wins Arizona. Arizona is no longer purple, guy. Arizona is red, and it is going deep, deep, deep red, just like Florida, just like Ohio, just like Iowa, just increasingly like North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Again, speaking of, we talked about this earlier, the GOP gained over 1,200 new voter registrations in both Pennsylvania and North Carolina in just the past few days. In Pennsylvania, the number of Democrats changing their registration to Republican outnumbers Republicans going Democrat by a factor of 3-1 over the course of the past week. Three times as many Democrats are switching to Republican than the other way around. It's even worse in North Carolina. The number of GOP voter registrations in less than a week are running four times the normal. Four times. But I kid you not, this is nothing. This is literally just scratching the surface. And the irony here is that the Democrats thought they had a lock on our elections. They thought they had achieved total institutional control over our democratic processes, just like globalist institutions who are trying to exert even more direct control over American families as we speak, most specifically with our retirement accounts. You know, I often talk about financial juggernauts like BlackRock and Vanguard wrapping their tentacles around everything. Now with BlackRock CEO Larry Fink taking on the role of a co-chair of the World Economic Forum, their reach is even greater. But out of all the things they meddle in, our retirement accounts are where globalist institutions exert the most direct control over our lives. It's true. And yet most Americans continue to allow their IRAs, their 401ks, their TSPs to suffer under the antiquated default financial systems. And there's a reason they haven't changed how retirement accounts get invested in over 50 years. The standard 60-40 strategy doesn't help us the way it used to, but it continues to help the BlackRocks and the Vanguards of the world eat away at our life savings through ridiculous fees and self-serving investment strategies. Now, this is why thousands of Americans are turning to self-directed IRAs backed by physical gold and silver. If you have over $100,000 in your retirement account, it behooves you to talk to my good friends over at Augusta Precious Metals. In fact, you can get instant access to a 2-minute report titled How to Take Full Control of Your Financial Future in One Step. Just go to turleygold.com. It's turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052 and you'll get instant access. It's a 2-minute report that could literally change your life. Now, I've been a huge fan of gold and silver for a long time, as many of you know. And with Augusta Precious Metals, I have a partner I'm proud to recommend because they adhere to the same integrity and business ethics that I want from my audience. Gold and silver are skyrocketing in the Trump economy, just like our life expectancies. We're living longer, and that's a wonderful thing, but it also means our retirement accounts have to grow with the economy. Augusta Precious Metals can help you prepare for a long retirement so that your money is under your control, even after President Trump leaves the White House. And now, if you have over $100,000 in your retirement savings, go to turleygold.com right now. You'll love it. turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052. Your future self will thank you. Now, what's so fascinating in all of this is that this red word shift in blue states is already happening at the county level. So, for example, if you take a look at the California county maps of 2020 and 2024, you could see county after county shifting red, right? Not a single county went the other way from red to blue. That's what's happening at a micro level all over the nation. And we saw that particularly in Florida. Now, remember, Florida just a few short years ago, Florida was a thoroughly purple state. It was generally Republican at the state level, but at the federal level, I mean, it voted for Obama twice. It was a purple state. But analysts recognize that at the county level over the last several years, the state was moving decisively to the right. So, for example, when Trump was elected in 2016, Democrats held the registration advantage in nearly half of Florida's 67 counties. They had the registration advantage. Democrats had a registration advantage in 30 of those 67 counties. Today, it's been cut in half. Democrats lead in just 15 counties. Republicans have flipped not just rural counties in northern Florida, but populous central Florida counties, most especially moving south, most especially Miami-Dade County. Now, the key with Miami-Dade is that it's a bellwether for Republicans. I owe this insight to election analyst Seth Keschel, a good friend to this channel. You definitely want to subscribe to his Substack, Captain K's, the Captain K's Corner of article. It's absolutely brilliant stuff. But as Seth has shown, Miami-Dade has never been won by a Republican presidential candidate who did not go on to win the presidency. Miami-Dade is a kind of bellwether for the presidential election as a whole when it comes to Republicans. And now Miami-Dade is solidly red. Again, I'll just say this again. A Republican candidate for the presidency does not win Miami-Dade without winning the presidency. And Miami-Dade is now solidly red for the first time. It has a massive Republican registration advantage. And this is a shift that's indicative of the wider shift among Latino voters who represent a seismic realignment that could predict national trends from this point forward. And we're talking for the rest of the century. But that bellwether significance of certain counties is key. There are counties that have uncanny predictive accuracy for wider election victories at the state level. So, for example, again, in Florida, we've talked about the significance of this county many times on this channel, Duval County in northeastern Florida, which encompasses Jacksonville, a similar demographics to Georgia. So it's about 30% black, the rest is white and Latino. Where Duval County goes, Georgia goes. Duval County is a bellwether for Georgia. That's been the pattern for presidential elections going back decades. Where Duval goes, Georgia goes. Biden barely won in 2020 and then barely won Georgia. Trump won Duval by 2 or 3 points in 2024. He won Georgia by 2 or 3 points. So it's obviously significant that Duval has been going more and more red. Duval has moved significantly more Republican voter registration in the last few years. And that tells us that so is Georgia. If I recall, Georgia does not break down the party affiliation of their registrants. And again, that pattern extends across the industrial Midwest. So Erie and Northampton counties in Pennsylvania, they're key working class bellwethers. He who wins Erie and Northampton wins Pennsylvania. Well, guess what? They're both moving to the right. Seth's analysis shows that their primarily working class demographics are moving farther and farther away from the left and towards the right. Now, when all is said and done, there are really three dynamics that are driving these massive shifts to the right. You, of course, have the new voter registration patterns that we're seeing. But at the same time, secondly, you have this incredible geographic realignment that's been going on over the last 4 years, where the old, you know, the traditional rural versus urban political divide is breaking down. And this is happening primarily because of the massive defection among the working class, both white and non-white. That's causing counties in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin that had always voted Democrat to now vote Republican. And at the same time, like we're seeing with Miami-Dade, non-white working class defections are causing urban populations to swing far more to the right, which is putting more states into play for the Republicans. And then, of course, related to that is the demographic shifts where Latino voters are driving Republican gains in multiple states. So Texas and Florida both saw substantial Latino movement toward Republicans. And this is exactly what we're seeing in Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico as well. So what does all of this mean? Well, again, I'm very appreciative of Seth Keschel's work here. He's predicting that Florida will be a 15 or higher point win for the Republican presidential nominee from this point forward, as long as they remain MAGA and don't go back to their neocon nonsense. Iowa has reached similar territory, again, double-digit wins. becoming a red state, just like Ohio is moving into a red state camp. Again, double-digit wins for the Republican. And that's huge because Iowa is a bellwether for Wisconsin, which means that Wisconsin should continue to turn more and more right. And Ohio and Florida, interestingly enough, both of them, for whatever reason, Florida, but certainly Ohio, they're bellwethers for Pennsylvania, which means that the Keystone State will continue to turn right. That will then make states like New Hampshire, Maine, New Jersey, Minnesota, New Mexico, the new swing states. Arizona's going fully red. Arizona has already gone fully red. Katie Hobbs is history. You can take that to the bank. Arizona's fully red. Georgia's going fully red along with Duval County. North Carolina's going fully red. Nevada's increasingly going red. The three blue wall states are all going red. And even in blue strongholds like New York and California, they are slowly but surely shifting right. The numbers don't lie. America is turning red, one voter registration at a time. And if these trends continue, the 2026 midterms and 2028 presidential election could reshape American politics for generations. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think? Let me know. You're the ones changing the world. Let us know in the comments section below. And don't forget, you got to check out that 2-minute video that's going to change your life. Make sure to click on that link below or go to turleygold.com or give him a text. Put my name in that text, Turley. Text him at 35052. Could change your life. God bless, gang.